Welcome everyone to today's Torah meditation session. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Institute. So take a breath. Take a breath, and as you breathe, feel your chest expand, like it's opening, allowing for more breath, more air, more receiving. And when there's a bigger breath, there's more to let go of, more to exhale when you let go of each breath, when you release it. And when I breathe in this way, I notice one of the first things I notice is I start to drop in. My body starts to relax. My shoulders drop a little. Sometimes I even sit up straighter. There's a coming in and a dropping down. And as I was aware, as I came to sit down in front of my computer, knowing we were going to be beginning, I felt the lack of sleep that I had last night. It was a somewhat sleepless night. And as I was falling asleep in the beginning of the night, there were some questions that came up. And so I spent some time considering these questions, asking other questions about the questions, and so forth and so on. And this morning, as I sat just before we gathered, I was aware that those questions were still there, and that as I was preparing myself to be with you this morning, what I felt was this empty space starting to form. And that sounds like a contradiction, but it wasn't like a dissolution. It was like something I actively needed to create, which was an empty space. Space. If there's no space and you're full of questions, there's nowhere for the answers to come. There's no way for receiving to happen. And so that was the lesson for me this morning, very quickly, just before we began, of feeling how I could create space in which to receive. So consider that. Consider how, when you have questions in your life, they may be big questions or little questions, it doesn't matter. But when they're the quality of question that you have where you want an answer, you need an answer, you need some direction or guidance, first allow yourself to create space. And that has to do, to some extent, with that feeling of dropping in, of dropping into yourself, of allowing things to move out. If your head is filled with chatter, there's no empty space. If your head is filled with questions, there's no empty space. So there's a middle place where you hold the question and you at the same time set it aside. You set it aside so that you can allow for that space to be created within and around you. And it's almost like you're stepping into this space. It's formless. It's colorless. It doesn't have content. This is the void. This is that place between your stories, between your decisions, between your identities even. Because the empty space, this empty space is where you can be held by the energies, where you can be held by the universe And as you're being held, you get to receive. You get to allow from the formless for something to come in as your answer to your question. So the formless becomes, takes on form. It becomes form. It becomes your answer. It may not come as you're sitting in that moment, as you're asking. But the act of creating space, of asking your question and creating space, is what invites the universe to come forward with what you need. Take a breath in now into this place of the space. Even if you're not fully feeling it, know that you are able to do this. You are able to step into this. Just feel that sense for a moment. It's a precious state. And it goes beyond anything that we already know. That's why I couldn't sleep last night, is I was very filled with what I already knew. And with the considerations and the this's and the that's. We have our lists. We're intelligent people. But we're not nearly so intelligent as what the universe has in store for us, as what the universe has available for us. That's that innate, divine, unlimited intelligence. Let yourself receive it. Let's all go inside now into this space that's already been created. Just let yourself be there. This is complete. Take a few moments now for a little stretching. Feel free to stand and stretch or stretch where you're seated. Just be with your breath as you stretch. Just stretch in any way that feels good to you. And for those of you who are not with us live today and are listening at another time, we're going to take some time to share here, as you know, but with however you are, wherever you are, take some time to acknowledge what this time has been for you and what you've received. And we'll see you next time.